Section 78. Praise be thou, O Lord my God. Every time I am reminded of thee and muse on thy virtues, I am seized with such ecstasies and am so enravished by thee that I find myself unable to make mention of thy name and to extol thee. I am carried back to such heights that I recognize myself to be the same as the remembrance of thee in thy realm, and the essence of thy praise among thy servants. As long as that self endureth, so long will thy praise continue to be shed abroad among thy creatures, and thy remembrance glorified by thy people. Every man endued with insight among thy servants is persuaded that my self liveth eternally and can never perish, inasmuch as remembrance of thee is eternal, and will endure so long as thine own self endureth. And thy praise is everlasting, and will last as long as thine own sovereignty will last. By its means thou art glorified by such of thy chosen ones as call upon thee, and by the sincere among thy servants. Nay, the praise wherewith any one in the entire creation praiseth thee proceedeth from this exalted self and returneth unto it, even as the sun, which while it shineth, sheddeth its splendour upon whatsoever may be exposed to its rays. From this sun is generated, and unto it must return, the light which is shed over all things. Exalted, immeasurably exalted art thou above any attempt to measure the greatness of thy cause, above any comparison that one may seek to make, above the efforts of the human tongue to utter its import. From everlasting thou hast existed, alone with no one else beside thee, and wilt to everlasting continue to remain the same, in the sublimity of thine essence and the inaccessible heights of thy glory. And when thou didst purpose to make thyself known unto men, thou didst successively reveal the manifestations of thy cause, and ordained each to be a sign of thy revelation among thy people, and the dayspring of thine invisible self amidst thy creatures, until the time when, as decreed by thee, all thy previous revelations culminated in him whom thou hast appointed as the Lord of all who are in the heaven of revelation and the kingdom of creation, him whom thou hast established as the sovereign Lord of all who are in the heavens and all who are on the earth. He it was whom thou hast determined to be the herald of thy most great revelation, and the announcer of thy most ancient splendour. In this thou hadst no other purpose, except to try them who have manifested thy most excellent titles unto all who are in heaven and on earth. He it was whom thou hast commanded to establish his covenant with all created things. And when thy promise came to pass, and the set time was fulfilled, he who is the possessor of all names and attributes was made manifest unto men. Thereupon all that were in the heavens and all that were on the earth were terror-stricken, save those whom thou didst keep under thy protection and preserve within the shelter of thy power and gracious providence. There befell him, at the hands of such of thy creatures as have transgressed against thee, that which the tongue of no one of thy servants can recount. Look down then upon him, O my God, with the eye of thy tender mercy, and send down upon him and upon those that love him all the good thou didst ordain in the heaven of thy will and the tablet of thy decree. Aid them then with thy succour, For thou art verily the Almighty, the Most Exalted, the All-Glorious, the All-Compelling.